Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Serving you since 2008. Wow.
Whoa, it's been that long?
We've been on the air since 2008.
Woo!
I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson and Holly Roberts on this Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. Let's get right to it. One of the biggest stories of the last 2 months in pop culture and entertainment, absolutely, is the Taylor Swift concert ticket debacle.
Ooh.
Thanks, Ticketmaster. We covered it extensively on here. Well, Swifties weren't the only ones, let's be blunt, that were pissed. Lawmakers, in a rare show, sadly, of bipartisanship. You know it's bad when everyone agrees in Washington. They're mad, and they want to do something about it.
And Taylor Swift as well.
That's right. Leading the charge is Senator Amy Klobuchar, and she joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Senator.
Well, thanks so much, Jason. Hello, Alexis.
Good morning.
And yes, it was a big hearing yesterday. I chaired it, and we actually had senators that you wouldn't even tell what party they were in if you looked at what they said, because everyone was in agreement, except maybe you would know Ted Cruz's voice, and then you would know who they were.
Senator, well, let me start with that. I mean, it is sadly, you know, a joke. Oh, nobody can agree on anything in Washington. As the chair of the committee, was this hard to get folks to rally with you? Was it hard to get your colleagues around this mission, around this problem?
No, because music fans, and it isn't just Taylor Swift fans, as
yes.
much as that was such a famous fiasco. Springsteen fans, Bad Bunny fans, the way back Pearl Jam.
Yes.
There have been so many bands and artists that have taken this on over the years, really without a lot of success because they are monopoly Ticketmaster. And what we're trying to do here is to get some competition back in the market as well as bring the fees down. So one of the things that came out in the hearing is that the tickets, when you get them, the average fees are 27% of the ticket price. We had a guy named Clyde Lawrence of the band Lawrence there who was quite delightful. He kept, by the way, you guys would have loved it. Every so often when it was a hard question, he turned to a guy behind him, and you would think it was his lawyer, but it was his tenor sax player in his band. Anyway, he pointed out one of the concerts they did, the tickets, you have an 8-person band, not that abnormal. They got $6 off the ticket. So sometimes the fees are like 80% of the price of the ticket. And Ticketmaster has 80% of the market, 80% of the big arenas, about 70% of the large concerts. They also do the promoting, and they also own arenas, or they lock into 3-, 5-, 7-year contracts with other arenas. So there's just no competition.
Yeah.
And whether it is in tech or in pharmaceuticals, if you don't have competition, then they can mess around with prices because you have no one to turn to, and they can mess around with an event itself or do a bad job, and guess what? You have no one to go to. So that was the purpose of getting evidence on that, because reportedly the Justice Department is investigating it, and there's a lot of things they could do.
Well, fans, right, absolutely. Fans and artists are trapped. I mean, this is really the only option. I watched some of the hearing, and the CEO of Live Nation said they can't do much about the bots. Do you feel like that's just a transfer of blame, or how real is that?
Well, we know there's problems with bots across the industries, not just in ticketing. And it's been an issue for a lot of people. But as one senator pointed out, some industries have been able to do this. Of course,
yes.
They're in competitive industries.
Yeah.
She pointed out banking,
yeah.
Where they have been able to differentiate between real customers and bots. So, however, mm-hmm. we know there's cyber issues everywhere. And that's part of why you have companies that specialize in this. But the point is for them to blame it all on the bots, because not everything is a cyber attack.
No.
Not everything. These fees that they're charging are, by all accounts, outrageous. Mm. And there are competitors in the market. It's just really hard, because what happens is the arenas have to choose. Do they not do Ticketmaster and then they don't get the acts that they promote? Or they might get them, but not as much. And so it's a real problem. And that's why there is the Justice Department out there that is allegedly doing this investigation, so they could come up with all kinds of things. They could break up the company into two, into the promotion part and the ticketing part. Mm-hmm. And that's happened with, like, AT&T, because they said you can't own everything. And it actually brought long-distance rates down. That's when MCI got in the market, all those companies, right? So you can do it that way, or they could assess fines. And then on our side, we can do legislation on things like transparency of ticket prices, like with the airlines. You know, you've got to say what these things are paying for. And then I also think that Ticketmaster did make some pledges at the hearing, which is helpful, of things that they could do differently. So, you know, those are kind of my 3 points. The first one is what they can do right away. The second is what we can do with legislation. And the third is a bit out of my control, but the Justice Department is been much more aggressive lately. Like, they just brought a Google suit yesterday about what they can do, because you just, I believe in capitalism, and you need to have competition. You guys have competition for your radio shows. I won't mention other names.
Thank you. Senator, let's not talk about other.
Who are you talking about?
We exist in a vacuum. It's only us in the morning,
Monopoly.
Senator. Thank you.
You're a monopoly over good shows.
Thank you. Thank you.
Senator.
We only acknowledge Kathy Werzer, Senator. We only acknowledge Kathy Werzer. That's it. Yes.
That's it. You go with the NPR.
That's right.
But the point of that is you have competitors.
Yes.
It makes you be better because you have competitors. If you don't have competitors, that you have no incentive. So there you go.
One last thing before we let you go, because hello, you're busy, is wrapping this up. You started with this. This has been going on since, I believe, 93 or 94 with Pearl Jam. Are you optimistic that this is finally the iceberg that hit the ship? Is this, are we finally angry enough that something is going to happen?
Yes. And I think one of the things that I can't control on this is what the Justice Department does. That is actually the biggest thing that could happen, because they have the power to do something about it. But I believe that we have given them ample evidence. It was under oath. It's sworn testimony. And in the past, that has made a difference. So that's what's headed over to them. Meanwhile, I think I am optimistic that we'll pass some updated bills. We have a bots bill. It's too old. People are speculating on, they're literally pretending they have tickets. They don't. Mm-hmm. You know, we can make that a crime. There's all kinds of things that we can do. So I'm optimistic about it, just because it was the first hearing of the entire Congress. And people were focused. And obviously we have many other things we're working on right now, with making sure we get the infrastructure funding to Minnesota. We'll make the chips, that's the semiconductor chips. Bring down the farmer prices. There's huge child care problems right now. I know some of your listeners know that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make that more affordable and available. So I'm excited about the work we can do. Obviously, the House is a bit of it's very interesting right now.
Yes.
But we're going to keep working over in the Senate to get things done.
Yeah, because we know all too well, don't we?
Yes.
All too well. Oh, that was a little subtle. That was good.
Yes. Wasn't that nice?
We had a few Taylor Swift references. And I mentioned Prince, Lizzo, Dylan, and First Avenue. So, you know.
I loved your statement. It was so great, because you wove in your own personal experience, Minnesota stars, and this big problem. Yeah. And a Taylor Swift lyric, just like
look at
many
you,
of your
Senator.
Colleagues.
There you go. That's actually impromptu.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for appearing on the only morning radio show that matters. Thank you, Senator.
And the only monopoly. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
a good day, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Senator Amy Klobuchar. Oh, you can watch the hearings today, and 5 Eyewitness News will have a wrap up on their newscast.
The Taylor Swift references in this hearing
were great.
Had me dying. Oh,
Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Easter eggs. I love that Senator Klobuchar dropped the most Minnesota interesting that anyone possibly could. I was like, way to represent our state.
That's right. When we come back, look at this. A double. It's like a double stuffed Oreo. A double big fat movie review. Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts, and Megan when we return.
Friends, Alexis for Rebath. Rebath.com. Effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning. All you need to do is go to Rebath.com, punch in your information, sign up for a free design consultation. Rebath, they create custom bathrooms for you. And this design service is free. Let them show you what they can do with your space. Of course, they'll show you the hundreds of options of materials that you have to make your bathroom your own. And what's so great is that they'll bring the showroom to your home. So they can look at your space, they can look at your budget, and create a beautiful bathroom for you. If you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or my talk. You'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. And, of course, you'll get professional installation. A team of two will come and get the job done in 5 days or less. Saves you time, saves you stress, and they have some great long-term warranties as well. So head on over to Rebath.com or stop into their showroom in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue, Rebath.com.
Hey guys, Bradley.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
The first thing you need to do in preparing for sex, I said, is wash yourself.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Great, great advice.
Well, it can depend, right?
No, you can't. No, Alexis.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, Alexis. No, no.
Okay.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
You. That's right, yeah. I'll do me.
Perfect. On this Wednesday, January 25th, 2023.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Not one. But two, this is a double-stuffed Oreo big fat movie review starring Alexis Thompson and Holly Roberts, starring Megan.
This is the most Oreo movie review,
ever.
Holly.
Ever.
Yum!
You saw it first. What say you?
Yes, I saw Megan over the weekend, and it was campy, delightful fun.
Yes.
Oh.
Wrapped up in a 3-foot animatronic doll package.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With freaky eyes.
With freaky eyes and some light murder.
Wait a minute. Light murder?
Yeah, just light murder.
Light.
Holly, give us the through line. What's this about?
This is about a woman named Gemma, played by Allison Williams. She's a toy engineer, and she enlists her newly orphaned niece, Katie, who lives with her now, to be a test subject for a companion robot that Gemma has developed. She's developed this prototype called Megan, which is short for Model 3 Generative Android. Her toy company, Funky, is looking for new innovations, cost-effective. Well, Gemma spent a lot of money on this secretively, so she needs Megan to work.
Yeah.
She needs to impress the board.
Yeah.
And she certainly does.
Yeah.
Megan and Katie become BFF.
Yep, they sync up. And actually, there is a moment when they're showing the investors, you know, what this doll can do, where I teared up a little bit. She was more human than her aunt was with her in dealing with the death of her parents.
More human than human.
Right, because what the trick to this doll is that it's constantly learning. The longer it's synced up with the child, the more it can relate and help. And of course, you know, it goes wrong because this doll, you know, goes rogue in terms of protecting this child. So yeah, there's some light murder.
Yeah.
As you say, Holly.
Diet murder.
Uh-huh. Yep. Red raspberry,
freaky.
Lemon lime.
Mm-hmm. There you go. But of course, like the bigger themes of, you know, a toy taking over.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Place of human connection that can be very scary. Of course, she also has Elsie. This is Gemma, the scientist's auntie, who there's a little moment, too, where you're thinking, okay, wow, this could take over even more than just because they're so smart. That's the thing. You never know with having these little smart friends who will, you know, make lists and things for you. How far can that go? So just the idea of that can be pretty scary. But I also have to say, like you said, it's pretty funny. It's campy. There are moments where we were laughing out loud in the theater. But
is that why the gays like it?
Oh,
Lex, is that why the gays like it?
There's a dance sequence just like in Wednesday where
SNL made fun of that. Yeah,
this is absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see, you know, what people do on Reels and TikTok doing their own dances. And oh, man. But yeah, I can see why there's, you know, she's a. I guess, gosh, why would the gays like her over anyone else? I just think people who like campy movies will love it.
Because SNL made fun of that it's like an obsession with my people.
Okay, yeah.
So, right.
Yeah, I missed that skit, but
oh, it was good.
I can see it.
It was a pre-produced one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay,
I did. Yeah. Bottom line, I thought it was really fun and smart and makes you think. The themes resonate. Gemma, Allison Williams, I think she did a fantastic job. It didn't feel like Allison Williams playing a character.
Did you leave the house to see this motion picture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was in the theater. Actually, I saw you in Imagine Theaters, Jace.
Did you?
Reclining. Ooh. I go, there's Jason! Tell people to shut up! And to turn your phone off! You're ruining his movie experience!
Yeah, I'm on the pre-show. Shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
Thing for Imagine Theaters. Yeah,
it was very cute. You're reclining and. But though I did not realize this, but on Tuesdays, $5 movies and a free small popcorn. Sign
Look
up
at
for
you.
Their rewards.
Look I'm at like, you, bargain Betty.
Tuesdays, that's the day to go see. But these seats are so comfortable.
They are.
There's like warmer in there if you want a warm seat. Uh-huh. You can recline all the way back. So if the movie sucks, you could take a nap.
Yeah. I love Imagine. They're great. It's an app, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So you liked it. Holly, I know you mentioned it. Did you overall like it?
Overall, yeah. Very much enjoyed Megan. I went in with minimal expectation. Like, okay, let's see what all the hype is about. Is Megan really that good? But it's in the tradition of low-budget, campy horror movies that Hollywood used to make back in the day. I'm talking about Child's Play. I'm talking about, you know, like any of those kind of movies. It was in the spirit of that. Because this movie has like about an $11 million budget. It's made $100 million. We're getting a sequel. By the way, there is going to be another Megan movie coming out. But I like these mid-low budget, hour 40-minute movies, self-contained. I also think part of the reason this movie is so popular is because it's an original story.
That's true. This
new character, Megan, someone they can rally behind, to speak, even though she does commit light murder. I mean, spoiler alert.
They deserved it, though, right?
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, you resonate because you think, oh, man.
Is Megan a villain or is she just being a protective friend?
Yeah.
You have to decide.
There's a gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. It's more thought provoking. There are definitely, it ramps up toward the end. In the beginning, you know, they're just setting the groundwork for, you know, this new family and the job and the different characters.
And everyone's going to be fun. Megan for Halloween this year.
Oh, for sure.
Drew Barrymore already did it on her show.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Yeah.
Well, it's available now. Actually, you don't have to leave your house. I read yesterday it's available on digital. Like you can rent it now, like on Apple TV and Fire Stick and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do that, actually. I might check this out. Yeah. Megan, everyone, big fat movie review. Hey, friends, listener rewards are red hot this month. That's right. Get tickets to the Minneapolis Home and Remodeling Show, plus a $200 Kowalski's Markets gift card, a $100 book club restaurant gift card, and much more. See everything up for grabs and listener rewards on our app or at mytalk107.com. When we come back, Holly Roberts hosts the Master Debaters. Next, I for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Great specials for this month from my friends at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. That's right. This month, first off, if you mention me, all you have to do is mention me, you will get $100 off a service of $250 or more. That's right. If you are a new client, you've never been to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic before, and you just say, hey, I heard about you from Jace, $100 will be knocked off your bill with a service of $250 or more. It's great savings. Plus, right now, so many great specials that you could find. Go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic's socials. Make sure you follow them and make sure you put in Skin Rejuvenation Clinic in Edina. There's a weird one in like Montreal or something. And you can find out all of their specials. And make sure you mention me. They're the best. There are a lot of places that do these services, but there's only one Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Hundreds of My Talkers have gone. You should join our family. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic in Edina.
Have you ever bought a... Only alone
I will cry, I'm not. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything.
Dallas. Sponsored by Head & Shoulders Shampoo. Dandruff care for the well-groomed man and woman. Now your good grooming is Head & Shoulders above the rest.
That's right. For the well-groomed man and woman... Use Head and Shoulders, everyone. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. Speaking of Holly Roberts, it's time for the Master Debaters.
Ooh. Let's debate, bro.
Jason.
Well, he has a point.
Alexis.
She's right, you know.
The Master Debaters.
Okay, you just made it weird.
Yeah. Here's Holly.
Always making it weird. So, who is going to be the master debater this morning? Here's how it works. Jason and Alexis.
I get nervous. I know, me too.
We'll debate a non-controversial topic, a this or that. Now, they don't know the topic ahead of time, and I'm going to assign them their stances. And they have to debate the merits of their selection, whether they actually believe it or not. Okay. Jason and Alexis will each get 30 seconds to debate their topic, and the winner is decided by you. We're going to take three callers, 651-641-1071, and the three callers will decide who is this morning's master debater.
Oh, God, dun, I'm dun, nervous. Dun.
Sweating it out?
I am.
Sweating it out? Sweating it out? Well, this morning, Jason and Alexis, you are debating Star Trek versus Star Wars.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek versus Star Wars. Star Trek is assigned to Alexis Thompson.
Okay.
And Star Wars is assigned to Jason. So they have 30 seconds.
Oh, God.
To prove why Star Trek or Star Wars is the superior science fiction film franchise. We're going to start with Alexis. She will get 30 seconds on the clock to debate her merits. Alexis, are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be. Yeah.
All right. Sure. 30
Pull
seconds.
Pull your pants up, girl.
I got my granny panties up. Let's go.
Got your diaper on?
I do. Okay. Yep, I do.
You said that so...
It's got
so
two wings.
Okay. Ready to fly?
Ooh,
here
I'm
we
ready.
Go.
All right.
Alexis, 30 seconds. Why is Star Trek better than Star Wars?
All right. Let's take aboard the USS Enterprise. We've got Star Trek, which is the science media conglomerate. We've got TV shows. We've got films. We've got video games. We've got books about Star Trek, and it's just a fantastic journey that you'll go on. The first interracial kiss on Star Trek, and think about all the reiterations, Next Generation, and it just continues to happen.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That was Alexis, 30 seconds. Whew. The Master Debaters, she is assigned Star Trek. Now we move on to Jason. Jason has been assigned Star Wars. He has 30 seconds to prove why Star Wars is better than Star Trek. Jason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're 30- you were born for this, Jason.
You're 30 seconds.
Whatever, lady.
Begins now.
The cultural impact of Star Wars has many tentacles, and they're plentiful. First, it not only changed now television in the modern era, but it changed movies, the way movies are marketed, the way movies are spun off into products. There weren't movie tie-ins before Star Wars. Star Wars also changed special effects. There were not special effects before Star Wars. As far as pop culture and the psyche of America, it also produced a vernacular that we wouldn't have used without Star Wars, like maybe The Force Be With You and more.
All right.
Ooh.
Clap for both of our master debaters this morning. But unfortunately for them, there can
my
only
testicles
be one.
Are sweating. I'm very sweaty right now.
Mine are up inside my body cavity right now.
I know. You don't even have testes.
They're invisible.
651-641-1071. I need three callers. You are going to decide who is the master debater this morning.
While Holly's getting these calls, Lex, how are your Ghiblis feeling? How do you feel that you did?
I don't, not great. No, because I, when I heard Star Wars, I thought, oh my gosh, you're going to kill it. And you did.
Yeah. However,
yeah,
the cultural impact of Star Trek, you could have gone with longevity.
Yeah.
It's been around longer.
Yeah.
You did say that.
Yeah. The multi-race.
Yes.
Cast and kiss and.
Yes.
I guess the Vulcans.
Mm-hmm.
And our language too. Yeah.
Vulcans and live long and prosper.
Yeah.
That's in the vernacular of the public.
Yep. That's
so
true.
I don't know. It could be tough. I mean, I think you're still going to lose, but it could still be really close.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, let's go to our first caller.
Okay.
We've got Beth on the line.
Oh. Hey, Beth.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Who's the master debater?
Jason, this time, nothing can... Star Wars rules. Nothing
yes!
can beat Star Wars. Jason
you,
did
Beth.
An excellent job, and he's exceptionally knowledgeable.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Beth, go ahead and give me your address. I'm going to send you a car. Oh. I'm going to buy you a Pontiac Grand Prix. Go ahead. Send me your address. I love you.
California Mission Separate. Oh,
exactly.
Thank you, Beth. We've got Jonathan on the line.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Jonathan!
Okay. Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning.
Great job on the both of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so first off, Alexis, you dropped the ball a little bit because Star Trek was the reason why the communicator device has been worked because the device was basically for the iPhone. You forgot that.
Okay, you're not debating, though. Go ahead and give us your room. I love that he's now debating.
I
yes.
have 30 seconds, Jonathan.
But Jason, for the first time in history, drum roll, please. You freaking won because seriously, Star Wars
yes.
the world and
the
movies were born.
Thank you.
Goodbye and have a great day.
You too, Jonathan. May the force be with you, Jonathan. That's right.
You know, I'm going to go over to Twitter.
Live long and prosper.
For our third vote.
Okay.
And I got to say the consensus, the winner is Jason this morning. So,
yes.
Jason.
Whoa. Great job, Jason.
Congratulations,
right.
Jason. You are today's master debater.
Yes! That's right. Thank you.
I'm going to regret this.
Thank you, C3PO. Yes.
Yes.
No, but look,
we're both
of them.
Seeped in the Star Wars universe, for sure.
Yeah, but your father, Lex, I thought
big
this
Trekkie,
is...
yeah.
Your father's a big Trekkie.
Right, I was just trying to figure out what would be differentiate it from Star Wars, so...
Oh, well, you could even say there really wouldn't be without Kubrick and Star Trek. There might not be a Star Wars, for heaven's sake. I mean, you can't shake your head at the impact...
Yep.
Culturally and socially of Star Trek. I mean, my goodness. It was the first of its kind in so many categories. And you listed many of them. So
yeah. And they kind of fed off of each other because Wars in the late 70s, mm-hmm. that piqued the Star Trek people's interest to make the Star Trek movie.
Yep.
And then so on and so forth. So they're, you know, two halves of Rover. One coin. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That was a good one, Holly.
That was a great one, Holly.
Now you can allow your testicles to go back to normal. Okay.
That's right. Lex, go ahead. I'll show you how to do that during the break.
They're hanging up my knees now, so we're relaxed and comfy.
Get some tape for that, girl. When we come back.
Does that work?
No. It's painful, too. I've been waiting days to talk about this with you guys.
Yes, please.
I have watched 2 episodes of MILF Manor TLC.
Oh, wow. You're taking one for the team, Jace. Thank you.
Happily, when we come back.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time for another TV taste test, and one I've been very excited to deliver to you.
Oh, you're laughing about the show?
I'm thinking about the show.
Oh, okay.
Oof. I am so excited to talk to you today about MILF Manor.
Oh, gosh. I'm curious to see if we were right about the premise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before I go any farther, I'm going to crack this show wide open because I have to. So let me issue this.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Not listening.
I am going to give away its secret. I am. I mean, look, this isn't The Walking Dead, for heaven's sake. I'm not ruining a show. This is trash. But yeah, it is. It's just trash television. It's beautiful, but it's trash television. So prepare yourself. MILF Manor, here's the deal. There are like 10 women age 40 to 59. Okay. Actually, I think there's a 60-year-old. But anyway, they were chosen because they all like men in their 20s. They like younger men.
Mm-hmm.
And they were flown to this place in Mexico with this in this giant mansion to take place in this dating experiment where they are hooking up with younger men. So the first clip I have for you is the moment. So the women all start meeting each other. You know, they're all getting cocktails, and then they get a text message on the phone. They get special phones given to them. And they get a text message that says, it's time to meet the men, the 10 men or 12 men or however many there are. So please go stand in a line and get ready. So then you see the scrim, this like curtain thing, the scrim. And they're all standing there in a line, and they see the outlines of the 10 younger men. And then this happens.
Especially in the bedroom.
For all my life, I've been looking for tall, dark hair, blue eyes, nice abs, thick thighs. Hopefully he's here. If not, they're out there, anyone? Please call me. So young.
Here we go. Oh, let me fast forward a little bit. This is
I'm bringing that young energy. I'm looking for love. I need a grown woman out here. Let's go.
Here we go.
They're raising the scrim.
Whoa. Hey.
Slowly.
So curious as to what I could find here. I mean, this is it. All of my moments have led me to this one. And hopefully there's somebody here that is going to be interested in me. I can be interested in them.
And the scrim is open.
What's going on?
Wait, there are moms? Holy
It's their children.
Yeah. Oh.
It's their sons.
Oh, no. That's what we feared.
That's my mom right there.
Ah!
Aquí?
Dios mío, en mi vida.
Yeah, Dios mío.
I just passed straight to Jose's eyes and just stay there for a couple of seconds and say, what is this?
I am really confused right now. What is really happening here?
Wait, that's my mom right there. This can't be going on.
I'm like completely shocked. I see my son back there and it's like, who are all these guys?
Uh-huh. all of those guys are all of the women's sons.
Oh, did some of them just get up and leave? That's what I would do.
Bye.
No. Aging in range.
I would find a rowboat and just start rowing away in the ocean.
With one oar.
Yeah, right, yes. Ali. I don't care if I'm circling and sharks are around me. There's no way I would stay there. That's embarrassing.
The sons' ages range from 20 to like 28. And they are all, now they were told that they were going on a different dating show. That this production company were looking for sons and mothers who wanted to be on different islands or whatever. So they had no idea they were going to be together. That's how they got these combos in the same area.
Oh, I was wondering because I thought maybe they were trying to like scout.
Nope.
Yeah, guys who like cougars.
So they do this game. Can I tell you?
Oh my gosh.
I showed this to Lisa LaCourcier yesterday, and her mouth was agape. I mean, like agape, just open. Like she could not.
What was the game?
So they played this game where there are two like really great suites, but in order to win them, you have to identify your son. They put the women in blindfolds and you had to touch their chest to figure out which one was their son.
Nope. Nope. No, no.
Holly, Holly,
no.
Come back to the microphone, Holly. No, I saved the best for last. Are you two ready?
Oh, no.
Ew, are we?
No. They played a game called What's Your Secret? And they had everybody write on this board a deep, dark sexual secret. Like one of them was, I had sex with 7 people. I had sex in an elevator in a movie theater. Wait, this is So Young.
Oh, no.
So Young is there with her son. And here is her revelation, the reveal of her secret to her son.
You guys don't know your mom.
We don't know our mom.
All right, Amma.
That's her son.
I don't want to explain. I'm just going to answer. How's that?
Explain.
No.
Explanation.
No, I don't want an explanation.
Everybody explain.
Explain it.
Well, start and then we'll see.
Here she goes.
Okay, my secret is I slept with your best friend.
Ew. What?
Jason, make it stop! Make it stop!
Did he just run into the ocean at that point? I would just be like, where are the wild animals right now? Eat me alive.
I'm not coming back.
Holly,
oh my gosh, I just start chugging the water. They're in Mexico, right? You just like, oh my goodness, no way.
Holly, Lex, we've now gone through 4 producers. Holly's left our show.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit more of that aftermath.
Oh. Okay, my secret is I slept with your best friend.
What?
No way. There's no way.
Did you know that?
No. Does it look like I knew that?
This is something I never saw coming. I did not expect this at all. 0%. And I thought I knew my mom really well. I don't know what to think about it.
That's Jimmy. He's 26. And in the words of these folks in the show, his mother smashed his best friend.
Oh my gosh. No one wants to know that.
I gotta go get some coffee.
Yeah. Crud, I just got some. Holly, I'll help you with your coffee.
Colin, I make him watch this and he is miserable. Like miserable.
So these people are staying. Do they win money?
Yeah,
there's a cash prize, I guess, at the end, but yeah.
And are any of these sons hooking up with the other women?
Yes.
Oh my God! What do the sons think? Are there altercations here? Are they punching each other's faces?
No, no. There's some weirdness, but yeah, there's some smashing, as the kids say.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna rapture myself during the break. Sorry, my pile of clothes is gonna produce the rest of the show.
Oh my God!
Holy. You can watch MILF Manor on TLC or on the Discovery Plus app. When we come back, I have it today. Am I the asshat? And a little bit later, the debut of our new segment, Confession. Stay with us.